Can you learn to love a soda tax? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Philadelphia now has the first numbers on its new soda tax. The city was expecting to collect only $2 million in January, but when they released the final tally,
city officials say the sugary drink tax raised $5.7 million in its first month.
Good for the city treasury, but not good for the grocers whose customers would have to pay more than double what they used to.
They buy a 3-liter for $1.39. The tax is $1.53.
But now, here's one of the big supporters of the tax, Dr. Kenneth Margulies, cardiologist who teaches at the University of Pennsylvania. He is sympathetic to the grocers, but not to the soda industry.
If you saw somebody taking a glass of water and dumping in 8 packets of sugar, you'd be pretty shocked.
Yes.
But that's actually what's engineered into each and every 12-ounce can.
And as a cardiologist, he sees every day what that sugar does.
I can't tell you how many people I see in advanced stages of their cardiovascular disease. And they definitely regret the choices they made earlier.
So, of course, I tried to push my pet idea to help people understand what they're drinking.
If in a supermarket display, you had to actually post a picture showing the number of packets of sugar in the products on the shelf, you know, maybe that would make it clearer than...
Right. They know what's in a packet of sugar. They know what's in a teaspoon of sugar. I think that's a fine suggestion. And then, you know, they're still free to make their choice.
That they are. And I would just observe that as high as Philadelphia's soda tax may be, it doesn't come close to what the cardiologist charges. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.